Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Mem, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Zayin and Medalef at the Mishnah. Misha hoyu lai peiris Shvi'is ve'igia shasabio mechalik mozen gimul sudos l'chol echad ve'echad. If one has Shvi'is fruits and the time of bio arrives, he should apportion food for 3 meals to each member of his household and then perform bio, remove the rest and declare it ownerless. Ve'aniyim oichlim achar bio aval lo ha'ashirim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that only the poor may not, but not the rich, may eat from those ownerless fruits. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Echad Aniyim ve'Echad Ashirim Oichlim Achar Bio. Rabbi Yosi says that both the poor and the rich may eat after Bio. Mishayu lepeiro shviyis shenafel lebi'usha or shenafel lematana, if one inherited or was given shviyis fruits as a gift. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yenasnu la'ichleim. Rabbi Lezer says that give them to all who wish to eat from them. Chacham Omer, Ein achoten ischa, ela yimachu la'ichleim v'demeyim yishalku l'chol adam. Chachamim say no, a sinner must not benefit by eating fruits that are prohibited, rather they should be sold to those who wish to eat from them, and the money should be divided amongst all. Ha'orcha mi'isus shviyis ad shulehumer chalosa chayev misa. One who eats from shviyis dough that didn't have its color taken is liable to death. And the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, v'ochlu evyonei amcha v'yitram. The Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Yehuda only permit them to the poor? Because the Pasuk says in Shmoyth Perk Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and the destitute of your nation shall eat, and what they leave over. My time with Rabbi Yosi, v'ochle evyonei amcha v'yitrim. Why did Rabbi Yosi also permit the rich? And because he also brings the same pasuk, and the destitute of your nation shall eat, and whatever they leave over, and it would continue, others shall also eat. Tani Rabbi Shimon Omer, ashirim oichlim min ha'oitza achar ha'bio. The Baisa says, Rabbi Shimon, the rich may eat from the storehouse after bio is done, but not before that, like Rabbi Yehuda. My time with Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon's source for this? He understands the pasuk to be saying that the destitute of your nation shall eat from that which is left. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish gives the first explanation that the Mishnah taught that if one inherited or was given shviyis fruit as a gift, Rabbi Lezer said that one may give them to all who wish to eat from them. The Chachamim say that a sinner must not benefit, rather they should be sold to those who wish to eat from them, and the money should be divided amongst all. And he explains to Shimon ben Lakish that a sin was done with these fruits, that they were picked in a prohibited way. The Baisa says, though, that one who finds shviyis fruits that were not removed at the prescribed time may not be eaten. Rabbi Lezer had allowed them to be distributed to be eaten. There's a difference between finding and inheriting. They decreed in the case of finding because the prohibition had been done with them and they didn't want the person to go and acquire them. But if such fruits were inherited, he automatically acquired them without choosing to do so, so Chazal didn't prohibit them. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bepeiros, Heter he Masnisa. Rabbi Yochanan gives a different explanation. He says that the fruits were permitted as they were inherited before the time of Bio. Ba'adot Aninan, Rabbi Lezer Omer Yinasna La'ichlim. The Gemara asks, that was the case for which Rabbi Lezer said that one may distribute them to be eaten. Why not eat them himself? Rabbi Lezer, Ahu Dehu Shmuti Detanin Oichlim Peiros Shviyis Shulai B'Toiva Kedivei Beshamai, I should say. And the answer is that Rabbi Lezer was a student of Beshamai who taught that one eats Shviyis fruits without having gratitude to the owner, since the fruits are ownerless. So if a person inherited or received Shviyis fruits, he may not eat them alone and show gratitude towards the one who bequeathed them to him, rather he has to eat them with other people. Ba'adot Rabbonon Mesivin Le She'en Choyte Nischa. The Gemara asks the Chacham reason that one may eat Shviyis produce even without gratitude. So what's the meaning of a sin and must not benefit? No sin was actually done. The Gemara answers, "Shitasai hashivu b'shitascha she'at oimei yinasu la'ichleim she'en chayte nisra." And the Gemara asks that they responded according to the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, according to you, that one may not eat them with gratitude. How could you permit him to eat them with others? As a sinner, he must not benefit from them. Amar Beibai hoy Rabbi Yosi be'elain kundasia she'elchu ma'aseim liyam amelech. Rabbi said that Rabbi Yosi ruled about kundasia, which is animal food that has the sanctity of shviyis, that if they weren't removed, their money must be discarded in the Dead Sea, and the penalty even applies to animal food. Rabbimana Shal Rabbi Chizkiah, Mau Maivala Kufunyan La Ashkelon, I should say. Rabbimana asked Rabbi Chizkiah, may one take unripe dates to Ashkelon, it's considered chutzlar, according to the earlier Mishnah in Perek Vav. And Malay also, Rabbi Chizkiah answered that it's prohibited. Rabbi Chizkiah have a kain, Beshukah de Kisoyen, Chami Chad Toron Alol, Min Isui, Hafach Ipoi, Dele Machmine, Tani Perek, Kolkach Lama, Kadesh Yasim Akoimoi, Hoychiach, Shama Biyaka Ba'acha Ba'amar Amar Dehain Yadis Ba'al. Rav Chizki was standing in the Kisoyen market. He saw someone loading up bundles of shviyis fruit that had not been removed. He turned his face away and called out to him to take down the load. Why did he turn away? To inform others that the fruits had prohibited. Rav Yaakov Ba'acha heard about this and said, fortunate is his mother who gave birth to such an important son. Rabbi ben Levi have mafkid the Talmidim, leifaz bunli yerek elemen ginsa de sisra kam imei zochlatoiv amalei evil ema lerabich leif hadar ginsa de sisra diudai have sektale benasvei minei in ba'isa machama al nafsheich eshtavei lechaveich. Rabbi ben Levi would instruct his student, don't buy for me except from the garden of Sisra. Sisra was a Gentile, and Rabbi ben Levi relied on him that he inherited his land rather than stolen it, so the produce there was certainly exempt from shvius. Eliyahu HaNavi came to the student and said, go and tell your teacher that the garden of Sisra had belonged to a Jew, and Sisra killed him and took his land. If you wish to be stringent, not to buy from Gentiles, you also shouldn't buy from him. Chad bar nash have a chashed al shmitza ama it say afkin chalsa am lehu gav chashed al shmitza shmitasei vaat ames afkin chalsa. A certain person was suspected of not declaring ownership of his produce in shvius. He said to his wife, separate challah from the dough. And she said, you're suspected of shvius and you're telling me to separate challah. You don't care about the prohibition of shvius, but you care about separating challah. Amala chalsa midvar Torah shvius midvar gamliel v'chaveirov. He replied that separating challah from the Torah by shvius nowadays is a rabbinic requirement from Gamliel and his colleagues. Hadronalach Perek HaPegam.